Welcome to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Oral History Project, where we record the oral histories of current and former DOC employees. I'm DOC Communications Director Susan McNaughton. This oral history focuses on memories from the October 1989 riot at the State Correctional Institution at Camp Hill. Our guest today, September 9th, 2019, is Bill Harrison. Thank you for joining us, Bill.
Yes.
Before we begin, could you please provide us with a brief overview of your DOC career?
Okay, I started out at Camp Hill as a government career trainee counselor in 1969. And I progressed counselor one, counselor two, and ended up counselor supervisor and director of treatment in Camp Hill for the next 10 years. Then in 1968, towards the latter part, I went out to be director of the what was called the program division here. And it was later changed to a bureau level, Bureau of Treatment Services and Bureau of Inmate Services and whatever it is now, I'm not sure.
It's still treatment services right now.
It's still treatment services. Well, good. And I retired in 2004 after 35 years.
Wow. Okay. Great. I didn't realize that you had worked at Camp Hill before that. When I started, you were the director of treatment services. So you actually started at the prison before it was a prison, when it was a reformatory school.
It had juveniles and adults mixed. They were exciting times, yes.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about the Camp Hill prison riot. Where were you on a Wednesday, October 25th, 1989, at about 3 o'clock?
Well, I remember getting a call or some kind of notice at about 5. I was home grilling chicken. In fact, I remember it was a grilled chicken breast and marinated in teriyaki and broccoli with cheese sauce on the side. I don't know why I remember that, but I do very vividly. And I took a quick shower, thinking I'd be there a while, and I drove to Camp Hill. And I crested the Lisburn Road Hill and saw the fires and smoke and everything. And I said, oh, my God, what's this going to bring? And I crested down the hill and said, what can I do to help? Things I remember, I witnessed the injured officer lying in the grass behind, I guess it was H Ward, waiting for officers to rescue him when the inmates backed off. I watched him rush in and get him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going down later that night. Dave Horowitz, I don't know if you remember Dave.
Sure, he was an attorney.
He was an attorney. I found him in the kitchen making sandwiches, so for an hour or two that night, Dave Horowitz and I found stuff in the freezer and we sliced it and made sandwiches, wrapped them, and took them down to the state police and the other emergency crews that came to help during the riot.
So that's something that you and Dave initiated on your own? There wasn't already like a...
Dave initiated, and I just showed up in the right time to help.
Wow, okay.
And speaking of food, later that day or the next day or two, I was part of the assembly line making bag lunches for the inmates with other central office staff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
How did the first night end, and did you spend the rest of the first night working in the central office kitchen with Dave, or what did you do at the end?
I remember while we were strategizing in central office what to do and all of that, and I remember going back to my office at about 1 or 2 o'clock and trying to cast a couple hours of sleep at my desk, which I did. I'm not sure of all the time frame, but I remember the education, laundry catching fire and burning. I remember seeing the inmates roll up a tank, a gas or propane tank or oxygen tank next to the fence and trying to make that ignite, explode, and break the perimeter.
Mm.
Of course, I witnessed a helicopter circling the institutions that was lit up like daylight with all the rental lights around the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, I witnessed the, I remember the state police forming a line and going over the, going through the yard, group two, group three, and in order to attempt to take the institution, which she ultimately did. One thing comes to mind, I remember at the end, after they did that, I remember saying, now all the lawsuits will start, now all the fun begins.
Mm-hmm.
I remember discussions about what to do with the inmates. There was some discussion about whether to move level two inmates. I was very close to the classification system, obviously, which is our least dangerous inmate, moving those from various institutions to Waymart. And it was ultimately decided that it may be better, since there were no inmates who had previous relationships, just starting out with a fresh batch of inmates, moving them to Waymart. What else do I remember?
When you were, excuse me, when you were over treatment services, was records underneath you?
Records-wise, correct.
So what can you tell me about how the records office inside Camp Hill was impacted during the riot?
I just remember records office staff talking about how the air conditioners were punched in and they had to vacate the office. I know some inmate records were messed up. I don't know the extent, but since we have at the present time, we had a duplicate of each inmate record, the majority part of it, out of our central office. So they were used to help restore what records weren't there.
Mm. Wow, amazing, isn't it?
It is, and time flies.
It does. It's been 30, going on 30 years. Okay, so for the first day, I think it ended around 11:30. What time did you go home? About that time, 11:30 at night?
The first day, I slept there one or two nights. I really don't recall. It was a couple of years ago.
How do you remember how you learned about the second night starting again?
I don't remember specifically.
Okay.
I think I got a phone call.
Okay.
No, either that or... I either got a phone, I'm pretty sure I got a phone call.
And the phone call was just, hey, come in, we have an emergency?
Yes.
And then that was the night where it went into the night and into the next morning. So, let's see, that's Wednesday. Thursday into Friday morning is when then the state police lined up and then took over the facility.
Yes.
And then it ended, and did you ever go inside to assist with securing inmates or cleaning out the cell blocks or anything like that, or did you just stay outside?
No, I did not. Okay. No, I did not.
And when you said you were helping in a line to make, was it bag meals?
Bag lunches, yes.
Where was that done?
That was probably after the second day. When they had the inmates outside, the ones that weren't involved, which was most of them, a lot of them, that would have been probably the second day.
And so I know that there was National Guard kitchens were brought in. Was that where that was done, or were you doing this down in the central office kitchen?
We were doing that in the central office.
Okay. So there was a lot of food being made all over the place.
There was, and I remember the I'm not sure what pizza place was. Was Pizza Hut or what it was? They brought trucks in and they supplied volunteers with pizza and refreshments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it looked like with the around the perimeter, like at night when it was going on? So you said it was lit up by generator lights.
It was lit up with a bunch of rental lights, the stuff that you use on outdoor events, the very bright ones, run by gasoline power generators.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a total daylight. They were all over the place.
I tend to recall the constant hum of those generator lights.
The helicopters.
And the helicopters.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Did you get the picture of the shirt I sent in?
I did, thank you.
That captures a lot of the what people remembered then of the helicopters and all of that.
Right, the helicopters constantly circling. That used to bother me.
Yes.
Shortly afterwards. How about you? Did you go through any debriefing, and was there anything that kind of triggered you to flash back to the riots at all?
No, I didn't have any of that.
Mm, okay. What other stories or recollections do you recall?
I remember that the weather was beautiful.
It was, wasn't it?
And I felt to myself, I said, oh, a beautiful day, and look how it's being ruined. And at the same time, I thought, aren't we thankful that it was warm in the evenings, because there are a lot of inmates that weren't involved outside spending the night, and that I recall.
So thank you for participating.
No problem. It's always nice talking to you.
You too. If you think of anything else you want to share, let me know.
I will do that.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.